Good morning. It is July 16, 2016. The time is 06:18 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. On this Saturday morning where it's about 55 degrees Fahrenheit out. We've got the windows open in the house here. So the cool morning air. Of course, the last couple days it's been a little bit on the warm and humid side with the heat and all, the summer heat, which I do like, but it's always nice to have the air conditioning in the house. But then again, it's always good to have the house open with the fresh air coming in here. And I have one of the six cats sitting here, Lucy, looking out the window to the screen there. And you can feel the nice cool air coming in. I should be sitting out on the back porch, but I've got my coffee here. This is a good perch for me in this morning. But doing something old that feels new again. And oh, you can hear the birds outside. Yeah, there's a crow. You can hear the car traffic out, but you can hear some birds this morning. Okay. But doing something old that feels new again. And that's something I did overnight, sort of set up yesterday. And it's always a good thing to sort of, well, you look at Pokemon, talked about Pokemon, that's something old that feels like something new again because it's the newest craze for the summer, right? And I hear it's been released over in England and there's a rare Pokemon that everybody's trying to get and I don't know, that I saw a blip on or something like that. For me, doing something old such as doing this audio and in this month, it feels new again because I'm on the road for a 31 day consecutive doing an audio, one each day. So it's an audio month. We're still going strong. I'm not one lacked of talking about something. So I started something yesterday, and I've been looking at it for a couple of days and sort of slapped it together. And I was fairly sort of a new workflow, you could say. Our good friend Bernie Goldbach is always talking about workflow. So it's a different workflow on utilizing these social media platforms, social media network platforms that we have. And what I'm talking about is I posted up a post on a blog, Blogger, as if you didn't know, because that's what the audio art is a picture of the Blogger logo. I have a couple Blogger blogs. The one primarily I've used from the very beginning that I started blogging. I'm posting content is the Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention blog, which of late I've just been posting the line of duty deaths here in the United States, and I think we just went up to 41 yesterday, which is still a little bit low compared to last year. But I have another blog, and that's the it's on Blogger. It's at Fireman Rich. It's actually at firemanrich.blogger.com. And I made a post last night. It was last right after dinner. And I had some thoughts, and I jotted them down, and it was a couple paragraphs. So slap it on there with a picture of myself, and I got a blog post. It's that simple. And you got to keep it simple to make it fun. And I guess I'm finding this extra time because I'm not camped out on the live stream social media, live stream platforms that we have on social media, primarily Blab. I'm sort of finding myself that I'm not hanging out there as much. I am looking at other platforms that I'll probably be talking about in future audios because there's a couple of them out there that are pretty interesting. One I've already tried, but I haven't gotten a chance to talk about it because there's been other subject matter that's come up here to talk about on the audio. But I posted a blog post on my Blogger, a reboot of the blog here. Let's blog on Blogger and have fun. And that's what I'm looking at. And I did something overnight where I constructed three blog posts, in a sense, that were YouTube-related. And utilizing over there on Hootsuite, the automated posting, I had them spaced out overnight last night. posting automatic starting at 12:05, and then was it 3:05, and then just before doing this audio here at 6:05, and then I did my typical manually inputting my daily good morning and my daily thought for the day. The continuous one is always to live life and have fun. That's my core belief as far as doing things in this on this blue marble that we have as far as a basis. And then the thought for today, which actually is from Anthony Hopkins. He says, "My philosophy, it's none of my business what people say of me and think of me. I am what I am, and I do what I do. I expect nothing and accept everything, and it makes life so much easier." So you can almost apply that what I'm doing with Blogger right now, because Blogger is always... I've got a couple other blogs, one on Weebly, and I think I have a WordPress that I haven't used in years. And but Blogger, I just like the format of Blogger. It's simple, and it's fun. So, and I think I'll probably be doing this a couple times, or whenever I can slap together some interesting YouTubes and put them in this format, and then have them automatically post overnight. Because that's sort of a dead zone, I guess. I'm asleep, and I know some people are critical and are sort of anti-automation on the Twitter, but why not? You know, it's a tool that's there. I never used it before. I think prior to this, I only did maybe one just to see how it worked. So overnight, I was happy to see that they posted. Actually, I think I woke up at... a little bit before 3, go to the bathroom there, and then I came out to check afterwards, I saw it posted, the second one posted along with the first one, and the three posts, I guess, they're pretty interesting. I think of the three, the one, there's an inspirational one that just posted up here at 6:05, and very inspirational. And then there's a fun one where you get Simon's cat chase it after something, and I can relate to that because my cats are chasing all over the house right now. Yes, we have 6 cats in the house. I know 4 of them are probably running around, the youngsters, and Jack is hauled up, and Max is right here looking like, what am I doing? It's an interesting morning with the animals. I love them. The very first one, though, it's a search outside Area 1 by 2 Pokemon Go players. I thought was very interesting because they actually have footage of them being outside Area 51. And they were able, I guess, after a couple hours. I was almost a little bit scared. I couldn't find myself doing what they did because it just, no one I know about military installations. But I've seen videos before, and I guess the guards are probably just having a laugh that, look at these two knuckleheads, what are they doing and stuff. And I guess at one point at night, they turned the base personnel turned the lights out. And so it was pitch dark. All they could see was a blinking red lights. But so I'm going to be posting up on my Blogger here. This type of format, so you know, you can check it out. The link is there to firemanrich.blogger.com and to whatever the posting there is, but there's also a picture of what it looks like. I've seen some people do this type format, so it just sort of clicked on me. It's like, wait a minute, I can do that. And it's reusing something old that feels like something new again, and that's my Blogger blog page at firemanrich. So that's pretty cool, and it's fun, and that's what it should be. It's fun. So, but that's about it. I'm going to finish up my cup of coffee here and get my day started. You all have a good one, wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.